Sex and Stravinsky. Written by Barbara Trapido and read by Jan Francis.
Chapter 1. Josh Meets Caroline. Josh meets Caroline in a shared student house in London. The time is late 1970s, so everyone in the house looks hideous. That's everyone except for Caroline, but she doesn't live there. Not yet. All the men have got too much hair, which tends to come lank, matte and flecked with dandruff. The women wear floaty purple cheesecloth things, either cropped floaty purple things worn over flared jeans, or full-length floaty purple things that go from shoulder to ankle. Josh remembers this as the purple time. The women also have lots of hair, long, lank and drooping from centre partings, but theirs has less dandruff since it's better cared for. Josh, like all the others, has too much hair, but because his is so curly, it looks shorter. He wishes it would grow in a Jimi Hendrix fuzz, but because his curls are looser, the effect is more Harpo Marx, except that it's red. Josh's hair, in his youth, in the purple time, is a dark chestnut red. And since facial hair for men is more or less obligatory, he discovers that his beard and moustache grow in an interesting speckle of red, black and white, like the chalks in a Watteau drawing. His work on the evolution of the clown has caused him to look at Watteau drawings. Whenever he sees photographs of himself these days, 20 years on, in the now time, that is to say, 1995, he thinks it is he who looks like a clown, but then everyone looks pretty weird, except for Caroline. Josh is quite short because his legs are short. He's been told several times by Greek persons that this has to do with the Greek in him. That's if ever he lets drop that the man who fathered him, a small-time crook, an unscrupulous, loutish ne'er-do-well, a man he never met beyond babyhood, was Greek. And his name isn't really Josh, come to that. It's George. Caroline always looks fabulous in old photographs, except that sometimes her head has been cut off. This is because she's taller than everyone else in the picture. Caroline is blonde and 6 foot tall. Josh meets her one Sunday morning when he trundles woozily downstairs, wearing a long cotton tunic that comes from Tanzania, courtesy of his parents. Adoptive parents. He's feeling the need for instant coffee and hasn't yet surfaced properly, so his focus behind his lenses is fairly restricted. First, he takes in that the area of kitchen worktop around the kettle is devoid of its usual clutter, and that his housemate Kieran's saucer of squeezed-out reusable tea bags is no longer in evidence. There's a nice corner bakery smell that has taken over from the odour of dustbin, and then, when he looks up, widening his range, he sees that there's a blonde Amazon standing at the sink with her back to him and that she's wearing big yellow washing-up gloves. The blonde, from behind, has what looks like regulation long straight hair, only nicer, because hers has thickness and lift, like curly hair that happens to be straight. And for the moment, she has gathered up half of it to the crown of her head with a large tortoiseshell clip. The Amazon is wearing loose black drawstring trousers that hang on gaunt, jutting hip bones, and on her torso she has the top half of a black bikini. The faint outline of her ribs is visible under the flesh, and Josh can see that her spinal cord is indented slightly, like rope under the skin. Her shoulder blades are two beautiful, almost rectangles, one just slightly higher than the other, that hold him in thrall. Her neck is elegantly long. Everything about her is long,